Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life. I'm Carmen Hara, and I'm live every Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time right here on Om Time Radio. Tonight's show is dedicated to helping you become your most powerful self. We have to be honest, but on a daily life, many times we feel down, and sometimes we feel anything but powerful. In fact, sometimes we feel downright lost, exhausted, and hopeless. And that's normal, and it can happen to the strongest people, to even the best people, to the best of us. The problem is that when we relinquish our power to our problems, we allow those problems to take control over us. After that happens, it becomes difficult to regain control. I mean, how many of you are calling me, telling me, I'm lost, I feel blocked, I feel trapped, I feel a victim to my circumstances, meaning I become blind to my true purpose? The truth is that it's much more easier to lose your power than to gain your power. But there are ways to reawakening your inner force. And I'm here to talk about, to teach you the most effective daily rituals for mental and emotional strength. Now, life is made of rituals. Everything is a ritual. Giving birth is a ritual. Marriage is a ritual. Going to school, everything is practicing. And rituals are part of our life. They need to be sort of practiced, to be practiced all the time. It's important for us, you know, to find within ourselves that dormant power that you need to go inward to awaken. But your true force can be discovered until it's been put to the test. In other words, the more you've overcome, the stronger you are. Some people think that they're weak or I've been damaged. A lot of people say, I'm damaged because I've been through a lot. That's not true. As someone who's personally been through a lot, I can tell that that's not true. The more challenges you've been defeated, the more you build up your resilience. I tell this from my own experience, and I want you to start thinking this way. And historically speaking, we've been building empires, inventing life-changing technologies. Look at where we are today in the technological world, comparing in the last, where we are 30 years ago. When I remember buying a computer that was in the size of a box and looking at it and having no idea how to use that. But that's been modest in regards to our potential. The individuals who have been discovered, their stamina are the ones whose name are pronounced regularly as the greatest thinkers and doers of this world. Now, tonight, the show is supposed to help you harness your inner power, increase your potential, and Of course, this show is about taking your calls, no matter the nature of your problem. As you know very well, this, at the end of the day, is your call. It's a calling show. So start dialing now because, you know, Christopher, my producer, is always here for you. And the number to dial in is 202-570-7057. And when you will get through, we'll talk about you and about your problems, and we'll find together solutions. As you can know, I always love connecting with you, and I will appreciate if you become my friend on Facebook, on Instagram, on the social media, because this is the way we will always be in touch. And I believe in connection. I believe that talking about the power within ourselves, a lot of it has to do with connectivity, and people need to stay connected. You are more powerful than you can imagine. You've only tapped into the tip of your true powers. You are more powerful than any adversary. Nothing and no one compares to your level of strength. Nothing and no one can overcome you. You are the most powerful person under the pressure. Believe it or not, when you put on a lot of stress sometimes and a lot of pressure, don't be intimidated. Don't let your challenges intimidate you. And find your strength, because you were given that to build your strength. You can never lose your power. I want you to think this way. My power is everything I have, and I will never lose my power. You may feel powerless sometimes, but that's only because your problems overshadow your power temporarily. But your power is inherent to you, and you can never lose it. So that's very important for you to understand. Your power is already within you, so no one else, as I said, can take it. So only you can remind yourself on a daily basis that you need to work within yourself. And I have for tonight, I prepare, like I always love to be prepared, when I come up with an idea, I prepare the 11 keys, the so-called 11 rituals of empowerment. So if you've ever felt down, if you've ever felt lost, powerless, we'll talk how you can regain and unlock your unique force throughout your daily routine and establish the level of your capacity, the level of your tenacity. And how can you actually practice this empowering acts to help you access the peak of your strength? And I'm going to go through that in a minute. But because, as I said, this is your calling show, I'm going to go and take my first caller. I hope she's still waiting for me. I have, I think, Elena from New York. Hi, my dear. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Hi, Elena. I heard your voice for a second. Okay. Can we talk?
Yeah, are you calling for Elena or somebody else?
For you, absolutely.
Oh,
for you.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you? Good to hear.
Well,
your
we
voice.
Talk. You are to me an example of strength, an example of power, an example of somebody who's been, working on herself and succeeding all the time. So I want to find out how's everything with you, and in whichever way tonight I can be at service.
Oh, thank you. Well, some things are moving along with my book. I still feel other things are moving slowly and kind of stuck with other difficulties. So I'm wondering.
So the movie, the movement of the book. So the book is moving forward in the right direction.
I hope so. You tell me.
No, I think it's moving in the right. I always had the same feeling with your book. I always knew you're going to be an author before it even happened. I think I have to give myself some credit. I think I empower you to believe in yourself and make your dream happen as an author. And now you're writing another book and then another book, and you're doing extremely well. And I really believe that this is just the beginning, you know, of your career. You always have to think long term that you will continue doing it. This is a fabulous book. And what I like about your books is that there's so much diversity in the concept, that you're doing it on your own, that you're a great writer, that you have a fabulous concept, that you have a way of putting it together. No, this is amazing, and it's working very well. Are you coming closer to finishing the book?
Yes, it's going to be published in the fall.
Fabulous. I'm very proud. I think this is, you have to see it. You have to, one of the part that has to do with empowering yourself is you know, seeing it in your mind like being already done, you know, like visualizing it being accomplished, which I think that you're doing it, but never lose your belief in achieving it and making it be best, because I personally see it for you, and want you to see it with me, like this book being a huge success of your career, one of the many successes that you are known for.
Well, you've been a huge help. I want to ask you about one other thing.
Yes.
I feel uncertain or kind of stuck about where I'm going to be living and what I can do. I'd like, you know, to see what you can
do. I do believe that a change will be very good for you at this point in time. If you consider a relocation, I will recommend that. I can't tell you exactly why. I just go by my instinct in this case. I feel like a change is necessary. I feel a new location. Do you intend to move?
Yes, I'm not sure when or where. I mean, a lot that needs to be worked out.
Give me the month and the day of your birth, not the year. I want to see which year you're in. Like, I look at the personal year, because we're talking about timing, so I want to be more sure which time is more recommended for the move. What's the month and the day of your birth?
December 3rd, 3.
I would recommend a move towards the end of the year. So I would recommend the move in the next 4 or 5 months. And I think that that's when it's going to happen. Probably if it's not 5 months, it's going to be 7 months. It may be even 10 months. But it's approximately this period of time. You entering a karmic year towards the end of the year. And this is very powerful for you. Karmic years are years of financial success, recognition. You haven't had it in a very long period of time. This can be, according to calculations, one of your best year ever, especially talking about being rewarded in your career, being rewarded in so many respects. It's a year in which you can meet new people, you can engage in new experiences, but is overall a year that is financially powerful, a year of recognition. So this and a year of money overall. This is very, very good. I really feel this is a year that is going to be very good for you.
Oh, thank you.
So, the movement will take place and everything will take place for you. So I'm very proud of you. And it's really working, but when it comes to moving, towards in the next number of months, I think you will move. You'll move in a much better place from so many angles. I think the moves are generally necessary. You know, if you don't feel at ease in your home, and I don't think where you are right now, it's really the place where you're going to be in the future.
Okay.
Okay, my love.
More soon.
So
thank you so much.
It's very good to to hear your voice, and it's very good to talk to you. So I will talk to you anytime soon, whenever my next show is. I'm looking forward to talk to you again. Thank you so much for calling me. I'm going to go to Ontario. Hi, Cornelia from Ontario. How are you, my dear?
Hello, Carmen. I'm okay. What about you? How are you?
I am great. When I'm on the radio, I'm excited. It's fantastic.
It's so good to hear your voice. It's so good to hear your voice. And I don't want to be too much. I have
no. Just ask me. What is your question?
Yes. Only one question. I took a decision to go back in one of my ex workplace.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just curious. How would you feel about that?
I feel it's a good decision because I think that place was actually good. I think going back to something that you think you've never finished, that has never been resolved, that you have good memory attached to, do you agree?
Yes, it's not bad memory, and it's kind of customer service.
Yes.
And,
mm-hmm.
I told you that I had some health issues and I had to stop that. And I'm curious, that's the most important what I'm curious about,
mm-hmm.
if my health is going to work with me this time and I'm going to make it or...
Yeah.
How do you feel? What do you see?
I feel very good. Give me also the month and the day. Let's see which year you are in, only the personal year. Personal years, they have an impact. An impact in our actions. So which month you born and
yes,
which day you born?
18 July.
That's all I need. July 18.
Yes.
So if you want to make a move towards this change, will have to be now from now on towards the middle of July, because you don't want to go to the end of a life cycle in making the move. Then it's less beneficial for you. So whatever you move you want to make, make it right now in the next 2 months. Is it possible to make this change right now?
Yes. Then it's going to be beneficial and my health is going to work with me this time.
Absolutely. I'll go to a break. Hold on the line. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back in a minute.
Of course.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're back with me on Home Time Radio. I'm Carmen Jara, and we were talking today about empowerment and which are the rituals of empowerment. And do I still have Cornelia with me?
Yes, I'm here, Carmen.
Okay, my love. So is there anything else I can help you with?
Only one little question. How long I'm going to be in this place if I go back, if you say that?
If you go back, my sense is that you might be for another 2 to 3 years. You might go even longer. I feel you have flexibility, but I think something else will be presented to you. So you will consider moving again, but you will feel very comfortable.
And
you will feel very
presenting that thing.
It's exactly like you might rediscover something different, something more independent. Something in a field of being creative and also helping people.
You told me last week. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, so I talked to so many people, so I cannot remember what I said, but if I'm saying the same thing, so there is a lot of truth. I keep on repeating myself, so it means I am picking up the same message from you, because when you work this type of career in which you connect with somebody at the level of the thoughts, at the level of the mind, of the subconscious mind, you're receiving the same messages from the same person. So I'm just translating consciously to you something that is already there that needs to be processed. So I want you to pay attention to whatever the universe is showing you that you need to just work on and I feel there's a need of going at. The need of going back is right away in the next 2 months. And then stay put on that place for a period of 1 or 2 years. But then meanwhile, while you're there, something else will be emphasized, presented to you, and then you make a shift in another direction. But remember, everything that you do ends up by being done for your own good.
Yes, I believe that, and I'm watching the universe too, and I thank you, and I'm so grateful to you, Carmen. I wish
my love.
Health and happiness, and I kiss you.
You too. I love you, my sweetheart. Thank you so much for calling me. And I'm going back to my concept because, thank you, Cornelia, I adore you. And I go back to my show just to talk a little bit about how you can practice empowerment. The reason I'm doing this show because it's so important for us to empower ourselves. If you don't do it to you, nobody will do it. But one of the things I think has a lot to do with unleashing this power within you is movement. One of the things that we fail to do, I mean, some of you do know, some of you didn't know, that you need to make a lot of steps a day, like at least 10,000 steps. I didn't know for a while. I just find out recently that you need to move. Now, you need to be in a constant move. Not only you need to exercise your body to empower your body, but when you do that, as you know very well, you raises the level of the feel-good hormones. And what does it do is stabilize your mental and your emotional state. So the easiest way to become empowered is through the walking, the swimming, the hiking, the kickboxing, whatever sports you choose, engage in it every day for your mental stability and for releasing damaging energies and unleashing that empowerment strength that exists within you. So that's the first thing that I recommend. Start your day by movement. And people who don't move, you know, unfortunately, if you stay too much in bed, if you stay too much without moving, not only it's almost like you come closer to the grave. I hate to say that on a radio show, but that's actually there's a lot of truth into it. And now I'm going to go to the second element that is part of those 11 elements that I consider very easy to follow in terms of unleashing the power, the empowerment within yourself. Using your words, you know, speaking the right words expands the spectrum of your strength. I want you to stand up in front of a mirror every single day after you wake up and do some steps, you know, and tell yourself, today I'm powerful. Today I'm a winner. Today I am prepared. today I'm healthy. Because what you say, you become. I'm repeating this because this is such a signal. This is such a method. This is such a way of relating best to you. You know, this words that you use, that sometimes we call them this powerful affirmation, they relate best to you. The most important thing is when you do this, is to speak your words with conviction. So you need to be convinced of what you have to say. You need to believe in. Nobody can go beyond your belief. You cannot go beyond what you believe in. So continue to believe in what you say, because what you say, you become. Words translate into action, and action translate into your reality. The moment you affirm that you are powerful, you become, because then you take the proper action to become someone, to use your gifts, your talents, to connect to the world, to connect the dots, to see the bigger picture. One other element of empowerment is individuality. Now, in my practice, I always urge the people who come to me to never compare the self to anyone else. Why? Because if you do this, this devalues your individuality. You are unique. You are unique. You are brilliant. You are so extraordinary because you are unique. So you have to realize that your intrinsic strength are yours alone. So you need to acknowledge that intrinsic strength, because no one else possessing the same quality, the same talent, the same marvelous traits of you. So this is the way to think about it, about your own self. Even in order to be able to access and use your originality as an expression of your unshakable strength. Your strength is like your structure, is like your verticality, like nothing is more powerful within you than your strength. And you build everything around your strength. Another element of empowerment is be inspired. What happened to us as humans? We go down, we don't feel inspired, we feel bored on a daily basis for a day, a month, 10 months, a year, 10 years, and we feel nothing is happening in our lives, and then the life becomes boring. I'm inspired by my daughter's inspiration to me, because she has a passion to write. I give you my own example. She constantly tells me this, "Mom, every word can be turned into a book." She says this because she sees the very many different meanings that each word can take on, for instance. Her own words are an inspiration. And for her, words overall constitute a lot of inspiration. So I want you to allow yourself to become excited for the tiniest detail of your life. One word in your life, one element of your life can inspire you. Because inspiration endows you with an elevated sense of awareness and sensitized connection to your surroundings. When you're inspired, you know, you connect to the world, you watch the world around you in a different way, with vigilance. You watch every corner. And you see there are millions of reasons to feel inspired, to take on new ideas, on new projects, on new beliefs. When was the last time you look at the world around you with vigilance at every corner, at every single detail that nature gave you, that your own home gave you? We just go and superficially look around and we see everything being the same, and in time, the inspiration is like kind of dying. We become blind to life, and we cannot afford this, because when you do that, your power is like slowly blinded within you. So inspiration is awakening the power within you, and is making you constantly create and recreate, which I think is so magic. But as I said, this is a calling show. So if you want to talk to me, Carmen Jara, tonight, and you have a question to me, no matter the nature of the question, it's about who you are, where you're in your life. If it's a question about a relationship, if it's a health question, you know, there's regard the type of the question, you feel free to dial 202-570-7057. And Christopher, who's actually an extraordinary person, he will pick up your call and he will connect you with me. And in this way, we can communicate. You know, communication is key to also unlock the power of yourself. If you hide, if you don't communicate, if you disconnect, your power within you is weakening. You need to strengthen your power, connect yourself, and plug yourself, you know, into this world. And this is the way you expand, and your power grows, and your inspiration grows, and everything about you, you know, is out there. That's why we used to say in the world today, we connect more than ever through the internet, because it's a source to plug yourself in into the unlimited potential of this universe. You know, you're not going to believe it, but when I did this elements of empowerment, I came up with the one element that is called nourishment. Because if we talk about empowering the mind, we also have to think about empowering the body. Because the body has this direct link to the overall well-being. Now, food of no nutritional value leaves you depressed, powerless, lethargic. If there is no food, you feel like you're losing your energy, you have no power. I remember when I do my career and speak, I feel like I need to replenish that power that I'm losing. So sometimes you do this through the food that has the value. And as I said, there's lack of energy, you know, and the energy is expressed sometimes in very good food. You build your inner strength by fortifying also your body too. So don't forget that. It's very important for you to establish communication with your body, because if you look around, I was explaining you to looking at the world around in the details, you'll be amazed how the nature created absolutely everything for us to heal, to take whatever we need. There are plants, there are fruits, there are all kinds of creatures, living organisms, everything that is trying to do something for us, to give us what we need. Another element that is part of the empowerment is using the mind. I really call this visualization, in which you actually supposed to visualize, to see things. And it's extremely, extremely empowering to, when you feel less dynamic, to take 5 minutes of your day for a quick meditation. Now, you heard a meditation, but it's important to reconnect to yourself and go to that inner strength, but disconnect it to the physical world. And using those techniques that probably many of you know, that have a lot to do with closing your eyes, breathing deeply, because you access the subconscious mind. And sometimes that power within you is not brought to consciousness. It's really kept unconscious. So allow yourself to daydream freely. Picture ideas that you have, pictures your own dreams becoming reality, pictures your goals, your desires, project your future, revitalize your strength, and give yourself hope for the possibility of positive events to come. It's extremely important, extremely empowering to act this way by using the power of the mind to go beyond physics, beyond sensory, beyond cognitive, crossing the line and the barriers of time and breaking the chronology, breaking the linear time, because this is the way you visualize, as I said, projecting things into the future. But sometimes, you know, in order to project, it is equally important to have a past reflection. And one of the elements of accessing inner strength is when you do a past reflection. Sometimes things in your mind can be stuck somewhere. So in order to past reflect, you have to create a journal and translate your intention, concluding with the things you've accomplished so far. And what do you have next to do? I mean, since I know myself, I also write down my goals and follow my progress. So remember to thank yourself for what you've done. You have to be in a so-called communication with your inner self. The inner self, that's inner voice. And each you have to tell yourself that you did the things right or you did the things wrong. So you have to have that kind of inner connection. It is extremely, extremely important to be in touch with your inner power. So creating those journals, you know, will help you follow your progress. And also, I'll be back in a moment because we go into a break right now.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Carmen Hara, and I'm back. And tonight we've been talking about empowerment. And this is in the Empowerment Hour. And if you feel like you need to use some empowerment, you need to use some guidance, feel free to call me in. 202-570-7057. Christopher is waiting for your call, and I'm waiting for your calls. If you have questions to ask, if you have situations in which you have no answers, if you go in through a divorce, if you have a financial crisis, if you think your life is not where it should be, if you need guidance to a project, it's always good to talk. It's always good to express yourself. Sometimes it's good to talk loud voice because you can hear yourself. You can hear what you have to say, and you can, you know, expressing conversation. It unleashes that desire, and it lets you know where you stand, you know. You don't want to be confused. A lot of people say when they come to me, I am confused. You don't want to be confused. You want to have clarity. You want to have solutions. You want to have ideas. If you don't have them, you find them. If they're not within you, you reach out. So that's why I think reaching out to people, and especially people who are in this business of guidance, are people that you should have no fear of reaching out to. So let me know if I can be of any assistance, because I'm doing it just for you. This is a show of dedication to inspire you, to empower you, to shift the perception, to serve your life with in whichever way I can. But I was also talking about elements of empowering tonight, and I kind of want to go through them a little bit again and continue my list, because I came up with 11. 11 is a so-called number of enlightenment, and I talked to you about moving, the way you talk, your affirmation, the way you dissociate yourself from other people, your individuality. I talk about how you get inspiration that exists within yourself, how you use your mind in seeing things and breaking the linear time, how you do a past reflection. Very important to go back into what happened to you, where you actually find sources for blockages or moments that you need to clear and let go and delete and eliminate. And you also create journals to follow your progress. Another way, you know, to empower is create a cause, like join a cause, which strengthen your power, because you share and you receive energy in group efforts. It's extraordinary to be able to join a group of people like fighting for their lives, or or a feminine movement, or whatever thing you resonate with. What one person lacks, another person has. So that's, I think, a big statement. But when you make a connection to a group, you know, you feel energetically complete. So work with others towards a goal you all believe in, and become involved in bringing about change you want to see. And that's beautiful, and that's powerful, and that's empowerment, and that's what I want you to do. An element of empowerment is to have a favorite activity. My question to you is, when was the last time you indulged in your favorite hobby? Probably long time ago, probably never enough. So doing things you love uplifted you and re-energized your spirit, whatever that is. That is cooking. That is a special craft, like setting time aside from different activities, like even if it is painting. I remember recently I met one of my patient for many, many years that she started painting, and I found that so beautiful, so inspiring, so empowering. And I've seen this person's life being transformed by her going inward and you and taking on a favorite hobby that she never had the courage to do. But the moment she did, made her a different person. You can see the light on her eyes, on her face. Another way of empowerment is finding thy divine source. Have you ever wondered about a particular long day, a big challenge? How in the world did I all do that, for instance? Even when you are amazed sometimes by your own inner power, you know, the universe is blessing us with superhuman strength of the emotional, mental, and physical kind when we most need to have it. Like, recognize that you are an open channel of energy, and you can call on your divine source to refuel you with unlimited strength. So What I'm trying to say is that within yourself, talking about strength and energy and power within you, there's that unlimited divine source, that when you think of the divine, you think of infinite possibilities, you think an unlimited source of power. So if you access that divine source, that is always there and is unlimited, why not to access that power that is within you? It's almost like, okay, I'm gonna call upon God within myself to guide me and give me what I need, give me and open the talent that I always had but I never acknowledged. That acknowledging your divine source and your divine talent and your divine nature is an extraordinary way of empowering yourself. Another way of empowering yourself is through the action. So now there is no quicker road to empowerment than taking action. A lot of people, they want to be empowered, but there's no action. Nothing can be done without action, and there's no better action to take than live out your dream. So make a dream in your mind. We all have dreams, many dreams and beautiful dreams. But then there's no better way than to take that to live out your dream. So make your dream your reality. What does it require? Very simple, action. Many times we put off pursuing our intention because we're afraid of failure. And a lot of people are telling me, oh, I don't think I can do this because I'm afraid I'm going to fail. Oh, I don't think I have enough courage of pursuing my dream. I don't think this is ever going to happen. So what I'm trying to say that today is different. Today you're listening to the show, and today I want you to do not think about failure, but think about doing. And when you will see your efforts yield positive results, you will become more driven to act and more confident in your ideas and in your power of the mind, and in your intuitive mind, and in your inner strength. And that lifts your spirit. And you will be amazed to see how you're a different person versus the person a year ago or 6 months ago or 5 years ago who had no dreams, no desire to act, no achievement, and living no dreams. So empowerment goes actually hand in hand with action. Action, communication, reflection, using the power of the mind. These are the elements that are simple to use, that they are your daily routine. You can, and they're very simple to use. You can use them constantly. You can use them all the time, and you will see your life transform. I am a firm believer that if you empower yourself, there's no stopping you. You will achieve everything. Life is beautiful, and you have to live. You have to live the right way. You have to find the right way of living. You have to find the right tools to get where you want to get. And this is why I'm doing this show. And that's why the show is called The Empowerment Hour. Now, if you ever want to talk to me directly, that's very easy. You can call on the show, as you know, or you can send me an email at crmnajra@aol, and you send me your questions. You can even call me. My number is, when you go to my website, www.crmnajra.com. Feel free to look for my number. Is there on my site. If you go to Facebook at Carmen Jara, you will actually see how easy it is to be in touch with me. You can even have a session with me, or if you are willing to learn much more about relationship, I will always make it easy for you to communicate with me. If you buy for one of my books, for instance, The Karma Queen's Guide to Relationship, published by Penguin Books 2 years ago, you actually have a free session with me, because this book is all about relationship, and as you know very well, we all have issues with relationships in life in a way or another. So the way the word relationship comes from the Latin word relatio, which means to restore. So we are brought together in order to heal each other, to restore the inner self, to restore the power inside. So we need to be in good terms with people, but unfortunately it happens many times that we're in conflictual relationship, that we go through separation, that we lose the people we love. And if that happens, then it's very hard for us mentally and emotionally. So the book, this book, Karma Queen's Guide to Relationship, is a guide to your relationship, explains the archetype of relationship, explains how to navigate, how to communicate, how to work on your own self, and how to establish, re-establish and heal relationships. If it's possible to heal them, there are situations in which it's recommended to actually walk away from a dysfunctional relationship. What I'm telling you all of this is because I want you to get the book so that that allows you to have a session with me, to talk to me, to have a free session with me, to be in contact with me. And all you need to do is read this book or any of my books, 11 Principles, Decoding Your Destiny, Everyday Karma, Holiness, and I'm just finishing a new book, so I'm pretty excited about this new one. I love writing about us, about the world we are living in, and changing the perception. It's all about elevating consciousness, and that's what writing is all about, in my opinion. And as I said, writing is an amazing tools of empowerment. If talking about empowerment, if you ever feel down, start writing. Writing whatever comes to you, whatever inspires you. Look at the world around and write a sentence about where you are in your universe right now. How do you feel? Express your emotions. It's a very therapeutic tool to actually talk about the way you feel. It's very therapeutic to write letters to yourself. It's very therapeutic to write letters to other people, especially to people who've been not nice to you, or if you've been hurt, or if you've been disconnected through someone who you had a strong connection with. And pay attention to the karmic element. Karmic elements are elements of reoccurring situation. Karma, at the end of the day, is the law of restitution, is the law of repetition. We keep on repeating over and over the same situations, and we wonder, why is this happening to me over and over? And if we understand the pattern, and sometimes we understand it by writing it down, by talking it about. So I know that these are keys to your betterment, to your self-introspection. You need to introspect within yourself. You need to acknowledge yourself. You need to empower yourself. That's why this is called the Empowerment Hour. And that's why I'm doing this show for you tonight. And I just want to thank you for being in my life. I want to thank you for joining me on the show. I want to thank you for listening to my show. I want to thank you for reading the books. And again, anytime one of my books becomes accessible to you, I'm here to offer you 3 minutes of my time just to dig deeper into the problems. Problems, they don't exist if you work on them, and they can be deleted, they can be eliminated. And the sooner you eliminate an issue, the freer you will feel, but the easier it's going to be to unleash your own power. So again, I want to thank you so much for listening to tonight's episode of Miracle Guidance. And I'm here every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern. And then I want to tell you, connecting with me, as I said, is easier than you think. And I want you to do it. And you can even subscribe to my newsletters, because then you will receive an email from me and you will know when is my next show. You will know the topic of my next show. So that's why I want you to feel free to call, email, and subscribe to my new newsletters. And as I said, make sure you receive those free sessions from me, because they can do a lot of good. They can help you be in touch with your inner self and feel empowered. And I'm Carmen Hara, and I will try to be in touch with you every Tuesday, as promised, on this extraordinary radio show, on this extraordinary radio station, Om Time Radio, with the same show every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life. I'm Carmen Hara. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you.